The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
If I could have your attention, please, I have an announcement to make.
Wake up!
I am not a morning person.
I need my coffee.
Who's ready for some Java?
Well, you guys might as well be a pile of leaves, because you're about to get blown away.
From the band Forking and Country, joining us at 9.
You say that so weird. For King and Country.
So now, what is it?
You put the emphasis on four. On For King and Country. For King and Country.
For King and Country.
For King and Country.
For King and Country.
Am I wrong on that? For, or am I hearing
King
it weird?
Country.
I think you're hearing it weird.
They're Ivy League.
In terms of
looks.
Because I swear he's saying For King and Country.
Like for King and Country.
Yeah, see? For King and Country. But it's
we
like,
Luke
no, it's
from
For King and...
Well, it doesn't matter weird because it's from For King and
you
Country.
You can say
no,
For King and
for
Country.
King and Country.
In terms of physical attributes, they were smart and funny and hot. They're like the Gilmore Girls.
I thought the band was For King and Country.
No.
It's For the King and For the Country.
Yeah, For King and Country!
That's the name of the band, For King and Country?
Yeah, but...
But you can just say King and Country?
Or you could say For King and Country.
No, for... It's like For King and Country.
For King and Country.
For King and Country.
I don't like you. You're both saying it right.
I'm ready.
TGI
Thursday.
I am ready.
Today is Thursday.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Chop-chop.
Let's go.
Hey, everybody. How you doing out there?
Oh, better now.
Yeah, you waking up, ready to do this thing? Where's your coffee? Where's your
right over here?
Murder, death, kill coffee.
I got a double dose today, man. I got a bigger cup. And I filled it to the tippy top.
See, I got the same size cup, but put less in the cup.
That's funny. I'm drinking more today than I did yesterday, humans.
Yeah.
Woo!
We're a little tired, but we're here. We're live on this Thursday morning, April 7th. It is 6:11.
High today of 78 degrees. And shout out to anybody who was at Forking and Country last night and is up this early. Just talking to my two homies in the room.
Yep.
Yeah, we got
a shout out.
Hey, no problems, man. You know,
they were great last night, right?
Great show.
Oh my gosh, I got home and I was so tired, but still like amped because I just kept thinking about the fact that they were in New York City performing on The View yesterday, hit a flight from New York to Albuquerque to kick this off. And they had more energy than I had.
Yeah. How would you like to have their schedule?
Right.
Yeah.
They had so much energy.
They did such a great job.
Oh, man.
And they had such good attitudes.
They did.
When we're saying good energy, it's really like they were all being really cool.
Yeah.
And nobody was cranky pants.
Nope.
It was nice.
We got to talk to Luke backstage about his time with Whoopi Goldberg. And it was like, oh, man, these guys are legit. Like, they're just genuine, real deal, solid human beings.
Right.
So.
I hope I can be like Luke someday.
You're never going to be like Luke.
I wish I could have hair just like Luke.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Man, speaking of Luke, we also just watched the trailer for Star Wars Rogue One.
Sorry, that was the coffee.
So Rogue One is an anthology movie. Disney purchased Star Wars, the whole thing, from George Lucas a few years ago for $4-something billion.
Wow. No, we got to make some money back.
They're like, oh man, we got to make our investment count. Well, Star Wars The Force Awakens came out and made, what, over $2 billion?
Yeah.
So Gosh. Far. And I bet it made more because it just came
Blu-ray
out on
sales.
Video.
Yeah. Man.
So,
and everyone I knew posted a photo of like, here's my Force Awakens shot, you know?
So... They're doing fine, but there's another, like last year we got episode 7. This year we're getting an anthology movie. Next year we'll get episode 8.
That's pretty cool.
The year after that we'll get an anthology movie.
So for those who don't know an anthology film, what that means, this year's film is called Rogue One. The trailer just released.
Oh,
not going to lie.
It looks awesome.
Beat a little.
Yeah, it's pretty funny being in the same room as these two because they know everything about Star Wars. And so, man, these characters pop up and they're like, oh my gosh!
Mon Mothma!
Mon Mothma! Mon Mothma! And I'm sitting there going,
Mon Mothma.
Who's Mon Mothma?
Mon Mothma.
My mama?
Who's my mama?
Many buttons died to bring us this information.
That's what she says.
Yeah.
You know her. You love her. It's Mon Mothma.
I wanted to, during the trailer, I wanted to sit there and go, who's that? Who's that? Then I'm thinking, I better not say that because these two will probably punch me in the face.
No, essentially, man. This movie is their Zero Dark Thirty. It's set in the time before episode 4, right? A New Hope. So for those of us who love the original trilogy, mm-hmm. the first one, if you will. It's set directly before because episode 4 kicks off with Princess Leia, and she's got these plans for this evil weapon called the Death Star, and they don't really know what it is yet, but here's these plans, and here you go, R2-D2, and you go take these plans. This is the, Zero Dark Thirty mission.
This is when they go get the
plans.
Where
the rebels go get the plans.
Now, the cool thing is, like, in the trailer, you see the construction of the original Death Star. You see, like, AT-ATs, which were in Empire Strikes Back, the big walkers. They're walking around on this beach
and
stuff.
That was really cool.
And you also get a quick glimpse of Darth Vader, who's been rumored to be in this movie for a while, and now it's like, yep, he's in it.
There he is!
Pretty
I'm excited.
Cool.
I'm excited for you guys.
I mean, obviously,
you should be excited for yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm excited.
This is going to be a great, fun movie.
Yeah, I loved the Star Wars that just came out. I loved it.
I loved the Star Wars.
I hope that they redo the old ones.
Here's some money. Go see a Star War.
Wait, you hope they redo the old ones?
Yeah.
Yes, me too. The prequels.
Oh, the prequels.
No, the old ones.
Oh. No!
No, idiot. Yeah. No.
Yes.
Idiot.
No, idiot.
I hope they do it. I hope they do all of these anthologies.
You know.
And,
but you don't have to redo anything.
Sure they do.
Leave them as a lot. If you probably want to.
That would be so cool if they remade those.
Yeah, they did. It's called Episode 7.
Yeah.
They literally remade A New Hope, and we ate it up and loved it. Oh, I love this. This is literally the exact same movie as episode 4.
So awesome.
Are you one of those people that would like a Jaws remake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I hated Jaws.
What?
Come here.
Get out.
I kicked his butt.
You know, I'm just teasing you guys because I want this reaction, and it worked. It worked.
Fine, no more reactions for me.
I really don't like Jaws, though.
What?
Jaws like 1 I thought was terrible. What's the one that when they're at SeaWorld? Was that 3?
Oh.
That was the best one.
You are
trolling.
You know what
me.
The problem? No, here's what it is. Here's what it is.
You're trolling.
You
me.
Haven't seen these movies since you were a kid.
No.
Because when I was a kid, I loved the SeaWorld one.
No.
And now as an adult, I go back and go, what were they thinking?
No, I watched Jaws 1 a couple years ago, and this is a terrible movie. You rarely see Jaws.
Dude, that's the best part because the music and everything surrounding
lame.
It makes it suspenseful.
The attacks, all you see is like some legs and some blood.
Hey.
And it did the job, man.
Yeah, when we were little. Not anymore.
Gosh. Man, you are desensitized.
But I was just joking about the Star Wars stuff.
No, you get out.
You better be joking about Jaws.
You get out.
Oh, man. Big show this morning, everybody.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's the big show.
That coffee kicking in already.
Yeah, it is. Good grief.
It's the big bad show tonight, y'all.
338-3700 is our phone number. You guys can email us, studio@star88.fm. You can hit us up on Facebook if you'd like. Send us a message or like star88fm and tell us what's up. You know, we post a ton of stuff up there, so make sure you guys follow us.
I'll tell you what's up. What's up is last night we were at Four King and Country and had a major announcement that we can't share on the air yet. So if you were at the show last night, you got the sneak peek into something epic this summer. In fact, Katrina just posted a photo of us making said major announcement. I was really bummed that there were photos. I know. I was really bummed there were photos circulating because one of us is not like the other. Because he forgot to wear his work
uniform.
You're
going to get in so much trouble today.
I'm not wearing my name badge. I'm also not wearing my sweet star polo.
Well.
Or khakis.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
our work authorized thing.
I don't have any khakis, guys.
I don't have khakis.
Can I get you a pair of sweet khakis?
We need the Morning Invasion t-shirts.
Yeah, we do. We do. It'll happen probably next year sometime.
I'm telling you, we need to get them, and they say TMI.
Yeah. I signed us out yesterday when we were all leaving work, and that's what I put. TMI. It's way easier than putting all of our names.
Let's see. Coming up on the show this morning,
A
guy tries to unsuccessfully get away from the cops on his hoverboard.
Good.
Steve-O will share that.
Oh, yeah.
What the average cost of a wedding gets you at a celebrity wedding.
Oh.
So think average wedding.
Okay.
Then if you were at this celebrity's wedding, this is how much that would have cost.
Dude.
Nice.
We dropped so much money on our wedding.
I don't
dropping
know
that money.
I think we spent
money.
Like $97.
Oh.
Like it was.
That's insane. That's rocking. Yeah.
It was a lot.
You guys were rocking.
It was a lot.
I'm proud of my wife. She did such a great job, and she might have spent a couple $100.
Nice.
It was really, really, it was just, it was great.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's the way you want to kick off the marriage, bro. Not in debt.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The 10 most common ways dogs misbehave.
Oh, dude, need that.
And what to do.
Need that, bro.
Vader is acting out.
Yeah. I talked to our girl Josette yesterday. It looks like I'm working on getting Rocket some
obedience school
classes. Dude, we should have Vader and Rocket go together because I always loved summer camp when I had a friend with me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. All you got to do is you put in some reruns of The Dog Whisperer and have Caesar Milan just teach you a few things.
What? Never seen that show.
What?
Never seen that show. Never. What are you doing? Gosh, stop it!
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I've never seen that show.
That's what you do. When your dog...
I just sat. Was that... Oh.
When your dog is out of line...
Yep.
That's what Caesar does. It works.
You spit on them?
No. When you do that, it works for you, too, because you stopped. You were like... That's what the dogs do, because, you know, dogs, they're everywhere. They're like, oh, my gosh, there's a squirrel. Oh, my gosh, there's my buddy. I want to go with
that one. Hey, what's that?
All right.
Yeah, it works.
Until it doesn't work. Does it work every...
Wow.
Did you guys... No, never mind. This is a complete sidetrack.
I just figured out how I can control Steve-O on the morning show.
Got it, man. Is it working?
Yeah, I think so.
That's such a...
Wow.
What were you saying, Dale?
I was talking about something completely different. Is it tonight is like the season finale or the series finale of American Idol.
Oh, I thought it was last night.
I think it's tonight.
Okay.
What? Gosh, that show.
They picked the final two last night. Here's the thing though. Check it out. You ready?
Ready.
The two finalists are both from Mississippi.
Nope. Whoa!
Yeah. Trent Harmon, Amory, Mississippi, which Amory was about 25 minutes from where I grew up.
That's pretty cool.
And then Renee somebody.
Zellwick.
Or no, LaPortia Renee or whatever her name is of Macomb, Mississippi. Macomb, Mississippi is in South Mississippi. That's pretty awesome.
Really excited.
I like that. I like that you can do that. That's incredible. Just the way that you're...
All right, Steve-O, you can talk. I'm just joking a little bit.
Oh, man.
I'm just joking.
So excited.
No, let me get you. That's a sweet spot.
I'm wagging my butt. What does that mean?
What?
I keep forgetting we have a webcam.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, that's totally not doing anything
oh,
right now.
Oh, man.
It's not even on.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Here's a question for you guys. Is it more important to look good or feel good?
Oh, man. For you or for others around you?
It's circular.
Me, I don't know. For you guys, what do you think?
If you look good, you'll feel good. But if you feel good, you'll generally look better.
That's true.
Okay.
Wow.
Talk about that. The way you hang your toilet paper.
Mm. Oh, dude.
We've already settled this.
You did?
No.
Yeah.
We have not. Because yesterday, literally yesterday, I walked into the bathroom and it was like, oh, no. Oh, no. It was hanging improperly, and I...
Oh, you lost it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can't wait to find out what you think is proper.
Well, the only way that is proper. There's only one way to properly hang it.
Off the roll.
Off the roll.
No, oh, dude, you and Chrissy, I hate you both.
You don't even put it on there?
No, like randomly, just like on the back. And I'm like, you're
top
captive
of it,
audience. You're literally sitting there. You can't take 7 seconds to put the new roll on the actual roll. Save it for radio.
We're
on the radio. Keep talking.
Good morning, everyone. Phone line's open. We'd love to hear from you. Teo has his news. He'll check the roads coming up.
Nope.
okay? Check them maybe later?
No.
All right. Good morning, everybody. We'll be back. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
This fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried.
Merle Haggard has died on his birthday. He turned 79.
A just-released Monmouth poll gives Donald Trump a 27-point Republican lead over Ted Cruz in New York.
Janet Jackson delaying her Unbreakable tour.
Actress and comedian Amy Schumer isn't happy about what she sees as a left-handed compliment from Glamour magazine.
Several hundred people in rural Oklahoma are evacuating ahead of wildfires.
Facebook has changed its look on mobile apps to highlight live video options.
The Justice Department is filing a lawsuit to block a very big oil merger.
The Labor Department is unveiling new protections for anybody with a retirement account.
The World Health Organization says there's been a four-fold increase in diabetes cases in the last 25 years.
Pfizer and its Irish competitor Allergan calling off their merger.
Seven New England Patriots fans are suing the NFL for stripping the team of a first-round draft pick as punishment for using underinflated footballs.
Good morning. 6:34.
High today of 78 degrees.
You guys are legends.
Thank you. It is April 7th, 152 years ago in 1864. The first camel race in America was held in Sacramento, California. Beginning a proud camel racing tradition that continues to this day.
Good. Is that true?
It's truth. How old is Russell Crowe today?
Russell is 57.
Oh, man, I was going to say 51.
52.
Ah!
Guess who's going to be on the show tomorrow? Take a guess.
Well, I mean,
Merle Haggard. No, but he did pass away yesterday. That's part of my news. It's right there. It says right there. Merle Haggard has died.
I'm going to have to dump you.
Which, by the way, shout out to Toby Keith.
Yeah? Was he classy?
I read this article yesterday, and Merle Haggard has been ill for some time. Mm. And his very final performance, he was just, like, labored breathing backstage. But he knew, like, his band needed to get paid, his people needed to get paid, and he did not want to cancel the show. And Toby Keith just happened to be there, and Merle Haggard walked up and said, "How much of my library do you know?" And Toby Keith said, "I know every word to every song you've ever done, and I do not need a teleprompter." And Merle Haggard said, "All right." And so he went out there, didn't tell Toby Keith, went out there, played like four songs, and then just couldn't breathe, couldn't do it anymore. And he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest in the audience tonight."
Wow.
And asked Toby Keith to come up, and Toby Keith finished out the entire concert.
That's awesome. Really, really cool.
Singing nothing but Merle Haggard songs. I got like teary-eyed. And
that's
then
so cool.
There was a photo of him like kind of holding up Merle Haggard and like kind of walking him back out. Wow. Off the, and it was just like,
I saw a thing that where his son said the other, you guys probably saw it. It was a picture of the tattoo, like it showed his arm with the tattoo. And his dad, or yesterday was his birthday.
Yeah,
he passed away on his birthday. Yeah. 79, right?
Why don't you go ahead and just let's just do that.
79, due to complications from pneumonia. He'd battled health issues for years, had part of his lung removed after a cancer diagnosis in 2008, but he kept touring until his family forced him to stop. And this is what I was going to say. He even predicted his own death to the day. His son Ben posted this on Facebook. A week ago, Dad told us he was going to pass away on his birthday. And he wasn't wrong. An hour ago, he took his last breath surrounded by friends and family. Obviously, Merle influenced tons of performers. Mm-hmm. He and his friend Buck Owens were known as the architects of the Bakersfield sound, which was guitar-based and more stripped down than what was popular in Nashville at the time. And his life story sounds like a movie. He was raised in a converted railroad car and was a small-time criminal who rode the rails.
Wow.
Then, in 1958, he was in San Quentin State Prison when Johnny Cash performed his legendary show.
No kidding?
Obviously, that had a strong influence on him. He started having success in the 1960s with songs like Working Man Blues, Mama Tried, and his career skyrocketed in 1969 when he released Okie from Muskogee.
Wow.
That and The Fight Inside of Me became his signature songs. Merle recorded more than 90 albums, had 112 songs on the country charts, including 71 top 10 hits. 71. He was also inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994, was a Kennedy Center honoree in 2010, and was a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner.
I can't believe he was at San Quentin when Johnny Cash came to perform.
That's pretty awesome.
Inspired and influenced. Yeah. That's really cool.
So, salute to Merle Haggard.
No kidding.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's some amazing stuff that guy accomplished. Pretty cool. How old was he when he passed
79.
Away? 79.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's pretty awesome.
Merle Haggard.
It's a life lived right there. 71 top 10 hits. 71.
Michael Jackson. How many did he have?
Michael Jackson. I don't know. I don't know. How many Michael Jackson songs?
Top 10 hits.
We have this thing called Google. You can always use it at your of your own volition.
I don't have a computer.
There's two in front of you.
I don't have a phone.
That's true.
I don't have a phone.
I don't even know.
I need my phone.
You got Michael Jackson's top 50 Billboard hits.
All right. I bet he probably blows Merle Haggard out of the water.
Sure. 13 of Michael Jackson's singles went to number one. But we're not talking about Michael Jackson. Yeah, we're talking about Merle Haggard.
Yeah, and I should have picked another
country Quit comparing the two. Jerk. Garth Brooks, maybe.
You know, Garth Brooks.
I don't think Hank Williams Jr. had nearly that many.
No.
Neither did
Johnny
Hank Williams
Cash.
Jr. I don't think.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Nope.
Yeah.
That new single he has is pretty good.
So good.
Gosh, it's like, so bad, guys. Stop it.
Standing in the line of fire when I breathe.
I think I got it right. You
got it right there?
Oh, no.
So good. This goes out to all those Kiefer Sutherland fans.
Please don't do it.
Got it right here.
Oh, no.
Make it happen. Let's do it.
Steady hand, start to shake for the hurt.
This really is Kiefer Sutherland.
You can't take because it's done.
Yeah.
She is gone.
Not enough whiskey in the world for
yeah,
that
to
guy.
Listen to that song.
I thought it was very nice.
That's a depressing country song.
Soothing voice.
Whatever.
From all the cigarettes he smoked over the years.
Gosh, it sounds terrible. Man. Terrible.
Charlie Blue.
Guys, okay. If I ever get to a point where I feel like I've accomplished enough in my life that I'm just going to start doing stupid things,
yeah.
Stop me, okay? And go, hey, bro, right. Midlife crisis. If I came up to you guys and were like, guys, I got an idea.
What if that's on your bucket list, though?
Let's be honest. I feel like I've accomplished so much in my career. Morning show's incredible. Best it's ever been. I got nothing else to do. I'm going to write a country record. I want you guys to look me square in the face and then put your left hand out, woo,
no.
And distract me, and then just punch me in the jaw.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to look
please
you square in the face.
Don't let me go out like that.
And I'm going to say, do it.
I would love to hear your country album. I would love to hear that.
All right, I'll write it.
Okay.
Wait. Boom. No! You already failed the test!
No. Yeah, you gotta do it now.
I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
You know
I
what?
I got street creds.
I could probably write a better country song than you.
Okay.
Just saying.
Did this just become country music wars? Which, by the way, last night, we're at For King and Country, and we're all up there, and it's like, and we're the three best friends, and everything is great. And then some dude in the audience goes, Team Dex! And I was like, that guy.
Uh-huh.
That one dude.
Yeah.
That one guy.
You handed the mic back to me when you were supposed to just end it. And then the guy yelled it out, and then I had another 5 minutes of saying, hey, guys, thanks so much for voting for me. Thank you. I want to thank my mom.
You were supposed to say, all right, guys, we got to take a quick 20-minute intermission.
Yeah, nobody told me that.
Go check out the merch. Go get some food. We'll see you back here. And instead I was like, all right, I'm dicks.
Yeah, damn.
And then we get off the stage, and their tour manager goes,
did you guys announce the intermission?
Yeah, Toby talked to you about everything. He didn't say anything to me.
Hey, don't blame this on Toby Mac.
Oh, man.
He wasn't
Toby Mac.
We had a great time, though, last
night.
It
was fantastic.
Good time, everybody.
Shout out to everybody that came out.
As much as we complained about having to go, it actually turned out to be pretty good.
And we weren't complaining because it was for King and Country.
Stop.
We loved it.
Stop. I was complaining.
No.
I was complaining all day yesterday. No, I'm being honest right now.
No, I
was complaining all day yesterday.
What I was saying was that we weren't complaining about the band or having to go to a great concert because
it
really was.
Shut your mouth.
We were complaining.
What you're saying is beautiful.
That we had to do anything because it's late and we wake up way too early.
He was saying complaining about having to go in general.
Yeah.
Which I was complaining about.
I know.
Yeah, we were complaining.
We all were
in general. Yeah.
We all get up early. And
really early.
It's hard to stay
up. Past my bed. Dude, seriously, last night I didn't get home until 9:30. And normally I'm asleep by then, but we hadn't eaten dinner yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was one of those, it was like 11 o'clock before I actually got to bed.
I didn't fall asleep till 11:30 midnight.
I didn't fall asleep till midnight, 12:15.
I ain't never slept.
News.
We already covered Merle Haggard passing away.
Wait, Merle Haggard died?
Miley Cyrus reportedly didn't get along with Adam Levine while she was an advisor on The Voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A source says they find each other annoying.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed getting under his skin.
Yeah.
Miley will return to the show next season as a coach.
Yep.
Sparks are going to fly, bros.
Speaking of The Voice, on Monday, Caroline Burns.
Sweet Caroline?
Sweet Caroline. I don't know. You've been watching The Voice.
Yeah.
Who is she?
This girl right here.
Dude.
Does she look familiar?
Oh, man, not even a little.
Okay. How many
good
of them
booking,
are there?
There's good a, booking.
There's
20.
A thousand.
20 now, right?
She's 16 years old. Her name's Caroline Burns, and she will talk to us on Monday about I guess it's the final knockout round. And then on Tuesday from The Voice, we have Katie Hayes. She's from Oklahoma.
Huh? She's an Okie from Muskogee.
Like. She look familiar?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
So, yeah, more contestants from The Voice.
And that one I at least recognize.
I'm sure we'll check in with our correspondent, Allison.
Allison Porter.
Sometime in the near future.
Team Christina.
Teo.
Yeah.
Back to you, Tao.
The Voice. A new survey found 2% milk. Wow. Are you
wait,
messing
a new
with
survey,
the computer?
Like,
is
actually
one of you,
found?
Is Sorry, one of you was adding
bad.
Stuff?
My bad.
Oh, okay. My gosh. He's like straight moving stuff around.
Yeah, a new survey found 29% of people have wound up going back to an old job after they left. The main reasons they went back were for bigger salary or because their old boss or coworker reached out and asked them to come back.
Can you start over? I wasn't paying attention.
Is it because you were messing with everything?
Oh, my gosh. Will you stop? Will you just stop?
A new survey found 29% of people have wound up going back to an old job after they left, Steve-O. The main reasons they went back were for bigger salary or because their old boss or coworker reached out and said, hey, come back.
That's actually what happened here. I got the phone call that was like, hey, man. You ever think about coming back and saving this place again?
You know what I want to find out?
What?
I want to find out if, you know, I got fired from iHeartRadio. Am I never allowed to work at that iHeartRadio anymore? Because I know I was allowed to work at other iHearts around the country, but could they hire me back?
Wait. Why would you want to know that?
Well, I just want to know if I've never since I've been working there for over 15 years and I've never seen them hire anybody back that's gotten fired.
Let's see here.
Or let go.
Social media firestorm erupts over canceled radio show.
What?
I know.
Who's that?
Do you don't want to go back?
This is from May 8th, 2015. Passed by our girl, Catherine Mozone.
Guys, let's not dig up the past.
You already did.
Come on.
Man, it appears PTSD, that Buck and Dex were fired about a year ago in May. They say it was like a dream, but reps with iHeartMedia say they put a lot of thought into their decision.
I don't think...
Apparently, they analyzed you guys for 6 months, bro.
Well, I...
6 months, you don't believe it.
I don't.
You don't think they did. You think they made a split decision.
I probably shouldn't have played so many replays. That's probably why I got fired.
You did a lot of replays.
I did.
You did. You guys were like, hey, man, let's just go on vacation again.
When you don't like the people you work with, I mean...
What are you doing today?
Throw a replay on.
I was going to go on vacation again. What are you doing?
That was a joke, by the way. I love Buck and Baxter.
Are you going to put a replay on us sometime?
No.
So what you say now?
Not going to do it. You know, having that time off, I sat there in my home thinking about the reasons why I got fired. I mean, I covered everything. Everything. And it was really cool because I got to kind of take a step back and really analyze the things I had done over the years and the things that I would do different. And I hope you guys are happy. You guys happy right now?
I'm super happy.
I mean, like in this instance or like with our morning show in general? Because like in this instance, I'm like, well, I'm kind of hungry. General Mills is so close and they're like baking up Fruit Loops this morning or something. And now I'm like, great, guys, where are my Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
And so I'm like bummed that I don't have good cereal in my tummy. But like,
you never will.
In general, I'm like, hey, glad Dex is here. You're wearing a Trader Joe's shirt today, so I
yeah. What's up with that?
I understand.
This is a
part-time
job.
I understand. Like, yeah,
I gotta leave here and go straight.
You had so many.
I gotta go right now.
So many morning show options or Trader Joe's, and and you chose us. So just really, I feel proud in this moment that you picked us over Trader Joe's.
From this moment.
Now it really made me think. You know, wherever I go next, whichever show I land on, I want to be better. I want to, you know, take all the things I've learned and. I want to always evolve and become a better radio person.
Oh, we don't believe in evolution here. It's a Christian radio station.
Devolution, baby! The chair J.K. Rowling sat in while writing the first two Harry Potter books sold for $400,000.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Are you kidding me?
$400,000?
Like, it wasn't in the movies or anything. It was literally just a chair she sat in.
She wrote the first two books in that chair, though.
Yeah, have you ever written anything like Harry Potter?
No.
You don't have that chair either.
Yeah, that's actually really cool.
No!
That's the chair she wrote the books in.
So? That doesn't mean anything.
Maybe it does. It
Unless it's like the most comfortable chair on the planet. It's like, this is going to give me creative powers.
Powers. You got to power.
$400,000.
She sat in that chair for hours.
She wrote those books.
It was legit weird.
Mischief managed, guys. Mischief managed. Speaking of Harry Potter, a Galaxy Quest sequel was in the works before Alan Rickman's death. It's true. In a better world, Alan Rickman would be alive and Galaxy Quest would have a sequel. One of his most beloved on-screen roles was the 1999 sci-fi comedy Galaxy Quest. It became a cult favorite due to its overt parodying of the classic Star Trek series and fandom. But they were going to do a sequel on Amazon. And everybody was ready to sign up, it says. Sam Rockwell said everybody was legit. They were ready to sign up, and then Alan Rickman passed away, and Tim Allen wasn't available because he currently has a TV show, and everybody's schedule was all weird.
Mm.
Apparently, it would have been shooting, like, right now.
Oh, wow. Good morning.
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 Hey, you guys hiring?
Hmm?
You guys hiring, man? I need a job.
I need a job,
okay.
Too.
Okay. Absolutely. On the spot. Interview right now.
Yep, you ready?
You need a job. Yeah. What kind of job are you looking for?
Janitorial.
Mm. Well, Kurt,
I also want to be on the radio with you guys. I can fill in maybe, you know, every other day.
Every other day. All right. What are your qualifications for janitorial?
Well, I take out my trash weekly. I vacuum weekly. That's about it.
That's about it. Okay. And radio-wise, you know, biggest interviews you've had thus far in your career?
Biggest interviews?
Yeah, like who have you sat down with and just gotten the nitty gritty on?
Well, I sat down with you guys once. It was actually last week.
Oh.
I won't give it away.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one, though.
That's it.
Where did we sit down at? I want to know.
Well, we didn't actually sit down. I was sitting down. I was on the phone. am I qualified?
Well.
Well.
Is this a joke?
I mean,
it's a job.
Hey, we'll get back to you. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Check you later. Okay.
I mean, we do need help around these parts.
Do we, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we do, actually.
We were literally in a meeting on Monday where man, you know what we could use?
A driver.
Yeah, an Uber driver.
We do need a driver. We've decided that the three of us want to be driven to work.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every single day.
Yep.
It's like, man, I got to get up. I got to go.
And the pay is great. Skittles.
I mean, I don't want to live in a world where I have to drive myself places.
If you're a fan of driving and Skittles, boy, do we have a job for you. Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, we got a clip here, and then we can be done with my news. Janet Jackson is postponing the second leg of her tour indefinitely. Why? Because she wants to start a family?
Boo. Hey, you guys. On August 31st, as you probably know, I launched the Unbreakable World Tour. First, I just want to thank all the fans for coming out and seeing the show. Thank you so much. You guys made it so enjoyable for me each and every night.
Enjoyable.
We're in the second leg of the tour, and there actually has been a sudden change. My husband and I are planning our family. So I'm going to have to delay the tour.
So that means she's pregnant?
Please, if you can try and understand that it's important that I do this now. Okay. I have to rest up. Doctor's orders. Oh. But I have not forgotten about you. Mm-hmm. I will continue the tour as soon as I possibly can.
She's 50.
49.
I will see you soon.
She's going to start a family? Bye. Is she going to adopt? Is she
I think what happened was they went to the doctor, and then the doctor was like, well, you know, like, after 35, you know, chances are the baby could have issues. Yeah, and then she was like, oh, no, I think I'm already 35. And then the doctor was like, yeah, you're almost 50. Oof. And then he said, what's with you Jacksons? Do you guys not realize there's a world around you that's moving? Things are happening?
So does that mean she's not going to be here in May?
No. Oh. It's, no
she was
it's,
coming here like, in May?
Yeah, dude. She was playing Isleta May 24th.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I think, or somewhere around there. I'm not sure.
Well, it says the second leg. I assumed that, yeah, but that's part of it. But yeah.
Ah!
Nobody knows if she's pregnant or not, but if she wants to try to have a kid the natural way, it's understandable. Yeah.
If people spend stupid amounts of money on those tickets, where do I return my tickets? I mean, where do they return their tickets? Dang it, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty!
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson! I am for real!
Man!
Why did you cancel your tour?
All right, we have to go to break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey girl, what up?
Just chilling. Wait.
Everybody pants now. Pants, 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 pants.
Boom, 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 boom. It is 7:13.
High today of 78 degrees. Hey guys, tomorrow when Teo's making coffee and he says, do you want a cup of this death wish? Make me say no.
Okay.
I can feel my stomach twitching.
Stop feeling your stomach.
Man. Well, at least we know how to wake you up when you're having a slow, tired morning.
Bacon or sausage? Bacon or sausage?
Bacon?
Bacon? I'm going to take the bacon.
Mate, okay, good.
I mean, do you want the bacon?
Decide.
Stop.
Decide. Which one do you want? It doesn't matter.
I'm going to do a Twitter poll.
Thank you. He can't ever decide.
I can't. I'm the worst.
That's a bad habit.
I know. Last night, a really good friend of ours, we were at For King and Country, and a good friend was like, hey, what are you guys doing? I'm like, man, running my car to get my wallet because I left it in the car. And he goes, no, here. And he pulls out a 20, and I stared at it and was like, is this a track? It's a trick.
Yeah.
I'm like terrible at like accepting
Steve-O
things.
Wouldn't accept it, so I grabbed the cash and took off.
You did. You were like, making, go on, we'll take the money and run.
Look really dumb. Because that guy was just holding money out there, and Steve-O was going,
I just don't know. Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know. You know,
I'm terrible at. So I felt
okay, but how do you handle that situation? Because do you immediately when somebody
you do this, you go, oh, you don't have to do that, and then say, no, here, take it. You go, thank you so much.
Okay,
and
that seems good, because all I could think is, do you just say, oh, thanks so much, and just take it?
No, Matt Gentry. I mean. So I'm always like weird about it. Now I felt like a dumb.
Here's the problem. We do that because at some point it was like, no, you need to be the humble one and not accept gifts from people ever, which is the stupidest thing in this world.
Right.
Because what you're doing is you're making that person look like a fool for offering to help you.
And he even said, dude, come on, man. You're like crushing my blessing. I'm trying to like bless you right now. And I'm like, and then I was like, I'm going to take this, and we're all buying hot dogs.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm terrible at making decisions, because in my heart,
it's a bad
I want
habit.
The bacon, because I hate sausage.
Well, take the bacon.
Close your eyes and just grab one.
No, I'm taking the bacon.
It's not that hard. Good
but
morning.
Do you like sausage?
Yes.
I don't want to inconvenience you.
I get that every day. Goodness. Like every single day I get sausage plain.
Oh, you do? Oh, well, I want this. Bacon.
Pay attention.
You're a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
Good morning.
Hey guys, it's Big Al.
Big Al, what are you doing?
Just driving to school, Steve-O.
You're driving to school.
He's eating.
Steve-O.
Mm-hmm.
You ignored me last night.
He told me he was going to, Big Al. He said, dude, if we see that Big Al guy, I can't wait to
ignore
him.
How did I ignore you?
I was calling you. I called you 3 times.
Oh, did you see him actually look at the phone and then just put it back in his pocket?
That's not what I meant. I was near the stage, and I was calling your name.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Were we on the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I couldn't hear anyone.
Yeah, there was everybody who was calling
everybody
out our
names. Was, like, yelling. The only time I heard anything was when I made that, like, I said, Dex, final words, and handed the mic back, and there was, like, this split-second moment of silence, and all I heard was, Team Dex! And I'm like, I hate this crowd.
Was that you, Big L? Were you yelling,
yeah,
Team
that was,
Dex?
That was me.
Mm.
Thank you, man.
Good job, man.
Yep.
I apologize. Okay, wait. Big Al, I got a question. Let's pretend like last night I'm on stage, we're doing this for King and Country announcement, and all of a sudden I hear you go, Steve-O! Like, what did you want me to do in that moment?
Yeah, hey, bro. What would have been his appropriate response?
To wave.
Oh.
You just wanted to be acknowledged?
Maybe give him a little wink?
Sorry, man.
Do you feel like the timing of your request was a little off, maybe?
Just a little bit.
Did you feel embarrassed?
Big Al, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. I didn't hear you, man. I would have totally waved at you and been like, Big Al!
Hey-o!
I really would have, man. I'm sorry. Wait, why weren't you yelling for Dex or Teo?
I don't know.
Because I'm your favorite.
That's
go ahead.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. Oh, man, I love you. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Big Al.
Have a good day.
You too.
Man.
I failed. Man,
Big
Al's
big off today.
That last little bit. He said, have a great day.
Because everybody's tired because the show didn't even start to like, what, 8:15?
Yeah.
It was a late start to the evening. Poor dudes. They were flying from New York City because they were on The View yesterday.
Oh. Is that a normal thing for bands to have an intermission like that? Is that normal?
Well, normally
there's
the
multiple
way their,
bands.
Their thing was structured was kind of weird.
I've never been to a show where they've done that.
But Luke said it. Luke Smallbone from for King and Country, they're touring with Compassion. And so he said, hey, you know, normally we could just play more songs and whatever here, but they purposely took time for Compassion International because they had 200 kids last night that they wanted to get sponsored.
What I meant was KB was there, and he was part of the tour, but he didn't actually have an opening slot.
Right, he was just part
it's
of the show.
Structured weird.
Yeah.
So the layout was, I don't know, I never.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Whoa. Wow,
did
better
you
than
the show
you?
Last night?
Hey, did you wake up?
Wow.
Yeah.
You just wake up?
Okay, so I have a message for Steve-O. I'm mad at you, too. I totally flew all the way from Tennessee to be for King and Country, and I had a banner that said, I love the Morning Invasion. You guys ignored me.
What?
Really?
did that
really?
On purpose. Did it on purpose.
Yeah, I was totally there.
You're such a liar face.
All the way from Tennessee. Oh.
I saw you and I ignored you.
How's your lip?
Better than my voice, apparently.
Yeah, man, apparently.
You sound awful.
Dude.
No. You don't sound awful. You sound like you just woke up.
Thank you. You guys sound wonderful as usual.
Stop laughing. You're gonna bust your stitches.
Stop making fun of me. Okay, I'm going to get off
just
here.
Hang up the phone.
Because my voice sounds crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Turn the radio up as soon as you hang up.
Okay. All you guys, thank you for the show yesterday. It was incredible. Like the five things on whatever. I don't forgot what it was called, but I downloaded it. And it was perfect. Just what I wanted to hear.
Mental
well-being.
Like,
thank you, God.
Awesome.
You awesome. Invasion.
Share us with your friends.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
If you actually fly to Albuquerque, make a banner big enough that we can see it. We'll go see you. Stop laughing. You're going
to
bust your stitches.
Size is big enough. No? Nope, pocket not. Size wouldn't work?
Pocket size will not work.
That's okay. Weird.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
All right, later, bye, Tennessee.
That's a little sheet of paper. That's not a banner.
Pray for Tennessee. Heather, right?
Yeah.
Pray for Heather. She busted her lip. Well, she didn't. Her dog did.
Yeah.
Her dog was like,
then they had to put the dog down, which
was really
awful.
It was a hard thing, man. Yeah. DMX, what y'all really want?
Traffic! We do have an accident to report. It's at Coors and Paseo. And if you are from the west side, you know that's a pretty major thoroughfare there. It happened about 7 o'clock, so not even that long ago. Two northbound Coors, I guess, is where they're trying to get people to go or something like that. So watch out for that again, an accident at Coors and Paseo. I guess all around the city I see construction. That's about it. That's your look at traffic!
The average cost of a wedding was recently estimated at about $32,000.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I have boys. I don't have to pay for any of these, right?
You have to pay for all of them.
Not surprisingly, that's just a fraction of what celebrities cough up when they get married. Oh, this is gonna get
is
expensive.
It because they usually get married like 6 times? And so because of that,
no,
they throw these grand extravaganzas.
That's not it all, no.
What's it all about? Oh! Because I speak in a robot voice.
Marriage.
Okay.
Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream, then love, true love, will follow.
Oh my gosh!
You just wanted to laugh.
You don't even want to do the story. You were just like, I really just want to watch The Princess Bride.
I just want to play that clip. All right, so here's what your money would buy at one of their weddings. Okay, George and Emile Clooney threw down $30,000 just on dinner. Well, that's also the price of the Casamigos tequila they had on hand.
Whoa.
But that was all free since George is part owner of the company.
Hell!
Well, that's...
That's how much the tequila costs.
That's a lot of dough, bro.
All right, how about Eddie and Nicole Murphy? Paid 25 grand just for their cake back in 1993.
25 grand for a cake?
In 93. Now that's like 75 grand.
Ah. By contrast, Chelsea Clinton's cake was a mere 12 grand.
Oh, gosh.
And was gluten-free, by the
way. Okay.
Jessica Simpson paid $30,000 just to rent out the San Ysidro Ranch for the ceremony and reception. The whole wedding cost $1.4 million.
Oh, I just threw up. I just threw up in my mouth. $1.4
million? $1.4 million. Yeah. Let's see. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's wedding cost as little as little as $30,000.
Wait, what? For the wedding?
Their flowers alone were $136,000.
Oh, okay. What? Nothing at the wedding cost as little as $30,000 is what you're saying.
Ugh.
Okay.
Zoe Saldana's, Saldana's? Zoe Saldana's?
Yeah.
Engagement ring. Thank you. Reportedly cost around $32,000, and that's kind of cheap by celebrity standards.
That's quite true.
$32,000 for an engagement ring? That's child's play. Joanna Krupa wore a $30,000 dress when she walked the aisle in 2013. See, this is what I don't understand about wedding dresses. This is the only thing I... Why can't you just...
We're dudes.
Why don't you rent the
wedding
dress?
Conversation. Okay. Stop talking. Stop talking now. We're dudes. You're going to get a slew of females just angry.
My wife...
Call in females.
We have her wedding dress just stored away.
Oh, yeah. Same with us. It's in our closet.
But why?
Like, I can see it in my mind's eye right now. I don't know. But guess what? That's their wedding dress,
don't you
and
guys,
it's sacred, apparently.
Do you guys hate the tradition where the wife gets to make you... put on her wedding dress and she makes you get to walk around like the neighborhood and people get to laugh at you?
I'm glad it just happens once a year.
I hate that.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
makes
I'm
me
cool
really
it.
Mad.
Leslie doesn't do that with you?
It's called husband shaming.
Yeah.
And you do it for 1 week a year.
1 week? I said 1 day. Ours is only a day.
Well, you're not doing
wow.
it.
Wow. I got off lucky.
It's you want to do it peak hours for doing this. It's 8 to 10 p.m. That's when you want to do it because there's not a lot of people outside, but everybody takes pictures of you.
It's good. I like that.
It's not good.
That's great. That's good. That's
makes
good.
My body feel ashamed.
Okay.
Body shaming.
And this is good. Let's talk about this homeless couple because they got a dream wedding after 22 years together. A homeless couple did. There's a 55-year-old man and woman in Florida named Rocky and Evelyn Adams. They've been together 22 years. They've spent 6 of those years homeless.
Dang.
For the past 3 years, they've been living in a tent in the woods near Tampa, and they've wanted to get married for a while but couldn't afford a marriage license.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then late last year, the Tampa Tribune did a story on them, and after that, a bunch of wedding vendors donated their services to give them the wedding, the dream wedding.
Yeah.
That would have cost them about $20,000.
Whoa.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
When they got married, did he, like, pick her up and he's like, I'm carrying you over the pile of sticks.
Hey.
Let's get back to this tent, girl.
I can't reach the zipper to the tent. I just got to put you down real
you guys
quick.
You're making fun of a couple homeless people.
Well, here's the deal.
They live in a tent in the woods.
Here's the deal. That's it. They live in a tent in the woods, and they were like, guys, dream wedding. They spent $20,000 on our wedding. We're still homeless.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe they could have just spent $20,000 on, I don't know, an apartment.
We don't know if they're still homeless.
Well, let's find out from Rocky and Evelyn on what they thought of their wedding.
This is a dream come true, and everybody who that's did all this, and these girls and everything, it's just been a dream come true. No one's ever did this for me and Rocky.
We look forward to a new life, to start over. You know, that's about all I can say.
It's not going to be in the woods.
It's going to be a start over.
It's been so moving to see how excited they are, and it's been as much a gift for our staff, myself, my husband, and our staff, as much as it is for them.
It's awesome that all these people come together for these two homeless really cool. old people.
That is really cool. Now, here's the thing.
They invited all their friends. There was the squirrel.
Bucky was there.
The squirrel and the badger family came out. And. Crazy old Lyle that lives on the other. He lives under the bridge. Second and Paseo there.
Oh, Vern the Badger. Yeah. They got married this past Friday at a venue called Cross Creek Ranch, and everything was free from the dress to all the flowers. Evelyn says the two of them managed to stay together all this time because they're a unit, and they support each other no matter what. And this is pretty cool. They also just found out they were approved for subsidized housing.
Subsidized. Guys, they were approved. And they're getting them apartment.
They were approved.
And the day before the wedding, they got the keys to their new apartment.
Apartment.
That's awesome.
They got a home. They don't have to live in the forest anymore.
So he got to carry her over the threshold or
yes.
whatever it's called.
Living in
what is
the
that
forest.
Called? What is the little door frame? Is the threshold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Forest.
The real one.
I live
love
in
good
the
news.
Forest.
I love good news. All right, we got to take a break.
Thank you, Billy Idol.
When we come back, Whiskey Tango. Tao's got some more headlines for you. You got a couple good tangos in there. You got to do.
Oh yeah,
really good ones.
You know what's bad when we're getting messages from people saying you guys are brutal.
Oh well,
brutal
roots, man.
Just being real.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried.
Merle Haggard has died on his birthday. He turned 79.
A just-released Monmouth poll gives Donald Trump a 27-point Republican lead over Ted Cruz in New York.
Janet Jackson delaying her Unbreakable tour.
Actress and comedian Amy Schumer isn't happy about what she sees as a left-handed compliment from Glamour magazine.
Several hundred people in rural Oklahoma are evacuating ahead of wildfires.
Facebook has changed its look on mobile apps to highlight live video options.
The Justice Department is filing a lawsuit to block a very big oil merger.
The Labor Department is unveiling new protections for anybody with a retirement account.
The World Health Organization says there's been a four-fold increase in diabetes cases in the last 25 years.
Pfizer and its Irish competitor Allergan calling off their merger.
Seven New England Patriots fans are suing the NFL for stripping the team of a first-round draft pick as punishment for using underinflated footballs.
Tomorrow on the Morning Invasion, Brooke Shields.
Yeah!
That's right. Brooke Shields. You heard that correctly.
You heard it first. She'll be talking about her Hallmark Channel original series.
Okay, I'm like, please tell me she's got something.
Yeah.
When I Calls the Heart.
I thought you were going to be like, she's talking about her career. It's like, Dex, you creep. You guys, booked her for no reason.
She's like the Oprah of the Hallmark Channel.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Brooke Shields?
Yep.
Why?
Mm-hmm. She's in all those.
Suddenly Susan? Did you guys ever watch Suddenly Susan?
No.
Wasn't Joe Rogan on that show?
That was News Radio.
That Joe Rogan was on?
Yeah.
Who was on Suddenly Susan?
I don't think I ever watched that show.
Yeah.
Apparently, the series "Wind Calls the Heart." The show has an 8.6 stars, 8.6 stars out of 10 on IMDb.
Wow,
that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, sure.
Don't ask me, friend. I don't know.
So yeah, we'll talk to Brooke Shields tomorrow. Also on the show tomorrow, WWE superstar Kane.
Bow, 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 bow.
Rock.
Dude.
Rock.
They're coming to Albuquerque. Well, Rio Rancho, technically.
Yeah.
Last night was great. I loved Joel kept going, Santa Ana, New Mexico! I'm like, yeah, somebody needs to tell him that's just the name of this venue. We're technically actually in Rio Rancho,
but
it's just in the outskirts of Albuquerque. I know it's really confusing.
He's an Aussie.
Everybody forgave him instantly.
Santa Ana, New Mexico!
I'm telling you, man. You have an Australian accent or a British accent.
You can do whatever you want.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, that was like when Chris Hemsworth called and it was like, fake, fake, fake. And then it was like, and then he answered the phone and it was like, like 2 seconds in,
all of New Mexico, all the ladies.
All
the
ladies everywhere.
Died.
It's just swooning. It was like,
y'all ladies swooned.
Yep. That's all it took.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
0.4 seconds of him actually speaking for them to realize, oh, wait, they weren't lying to us.
Ooh, yeah.
Forking country is amazing. What?
Forking country?
What'd I say?
Yeah.
Forking and country.
Hey,
tell me why you're wearing
this boggin right now.
It was cold earlier.
Yeah, it's pretty warm right now.
Now my hair is probably all messed up. Let me see.
Let's check it out. Oh my gosh, it's so out of place. It looks ridiculous.
Stop making fun of that.
Do you have a comb?
I don't have a comb.
What do you mean you don't have a comb?
There's one at home.
Look at your hair. It's perfect. You have to have a comb.
I need a haircut.
Do you have a switchblade comb?
I have a dagger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, shout out to everybody who has posted photos of us online already.
Yeah, quit doing
it. It's like multiple shots. It was like, hey, cool.
Y'all better never take pictures of me.
Thanks, Aaron.
Does my gut really look that big?
Well, I mean,
The camera adds 26 pounds.
Yeah, but just to you.
Look at how... I'm huge.
Nah.
It's so funny because in my mind, I feel like I'm 165 pounds and just ripped.
You
and then
are.
I look at a picture and I'm
you
like,
look,
wow,
you
that
look
is a,
ripped,
that
man.
Is an obese man.
What's Steve-O saying here? He's like, the Holy Spirit. What?
That was my dissertation on, Holy yeah. Spirit. All the photos that are posted are, well, actually, the one that Katrina posted.
The one
posted
with the laser beams is pretty sweet.
Yeah. That was Teo talking.
Lasers. Yeah, I had laser beams.
Had a great time at the show last night.
Victoria says we're really punchy this morning.
Victoria,
because we're up really late. Yeah. Last
I thought
night.
I saw you.
Where's
last
Victoria
night.
There?
Yeah, yes, she said she was
I
there. Awesome.
I think
concert.
I saw her, but I'm not sure because I think we were on stage.
Well, that, dude, the lights were amazing last night, but at the same time, for anybody who was like, dude, I waved at you. I couldn't see anything. It was like blinding lights directly on
really?
Us.
Really? I saw all my friends out there.
Shut
Trent,
up.
Now,
I'm
here's
trying
the thing.
To
if you're at a concert and you wave at somebody and they don't see you, please don't get mad because that's like honking at someone in traffic while everybody's moving and
yes.
all the windows are rolled up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Like you see a friend... four lanes over, and they're going 10 miles faster than you, and you go, eh, eh.
Yeah. It was great to
hang out last
night, though. I honked
at you. You didn't wait.
You didn't see me?
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
You know me. You seen me.
You there?
Morning.
Hi.
Top of the morning.
Hey. How y'all doing? I just wanted to say I saw you guys last night at the concert.
Thank you.
And it was nice to see you, but I was a little taken aback by the sight of y'all. I don't want that to be offensive to you.
Not at all.
Well, what does that mean?
What were you expecting?
Why were you taken aback?
You know, it wasn't so much that it was just the way you looked, but you know, it wasn't what I was expecting. You know, given your voices,
this is my nightmare.
What did you
this
want?
This is my nightmare.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I didn't know what it was. Okay, one person was the way I expected them to be. Okay,
ooh, who's that?
And this is through, and I listen to your show regularly. This one person looked exactly the way I thought they were going to look.
It's Teo.
No, it was Zach.
It was me?
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Well, they're always poking fun at you about how rotund you are.
Oh. Okay. Yeah? Go ahead.
No, as a fellow large man... You know, I just want to say you carry your weight well.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You carry your weight well.
You carry your weight well.
He just called you rotund and a large man.
Is that a really nice way of saying, hey, you're good at being fat, man?
Yeah, you hold your
exactly.
fat really well.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
good.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Perfect, man.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
Hey, you're good at compliments. You should do them
Nobody
more.
Nobody has ever told me that before. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dude, I appreciate
props.
It. No. Thanks, man.
And I hear you about that Santa Ana thing.
Yeah.
That was a little bothersome to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know. They're
bad.
From Australia.
And to be fair, dude, Joel came up to us, and I was like, wow, Joel looks tired. He just got off an airplane from New York City where they had to perform on The View, and they flew all the way out to Rio Rancho to rock the show. And he still had energy for days.
They did a good
you gotta
job.
Give him great.
Yeah.
You gotta give him great.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling everybody.
I will say one more thing. I'm sorry. I'm holding up your show.
Yeah, you are.
But we really don't have anything today. It's okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, I can take the rest of the time.
Perfect.
So the show I felt like was a very similar to the one they did at Calvary the last time they were here.
Oh,
that's what I felt.
Okay.
Well, I mean
very,
it's the same
similar.
Band.
Same yeah.
Yeah. But I like them. They're great. I mean, they have an Aussie accent, so you know, you can't really be too mad at them,
right? Right? Huh? Yeah. That was really good.
And he had a great Albuquerque and Tennessee accent, so...
All right. Now you're just wasting our time. Let's
wrap
this up.
I'm sorry. You said you didn't have anything. So
no, I did. Steve-O said that.
Godspeed, sir.
You know?
Godspeed.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Love
have
you,
night.
Buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Good night.
You know, that's...
I just got really excited.
Why?
Netflix has added...
Okay.
Animaniacs. Animaniacs.
You know, I want to tell you my nightmare, because my nightmare is that when people meet us, they will be very disappointed.
Nasty.
That's why I don't like to go out and do things like this because I feel like just like that guy. That guy was disappointed when he saw us.
Like,
Well, that guy had unrealistic expectations that he made up in his mind. Well, so he's really just disappointed in himself.
But think about it. Okay, you listen to somebody for a long time, and you have this mental picture of what they look like, and then you finally meet them, and it's nothing like you imagine them, and it just changes everything. And some people never listen ever again.
That's stupid. Well, that's on them, bro.
Well, I don't want to lose listeners.
You're not going to lose listeners.
I'm going to wear a mask every time I go out now.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Not.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Good you morning. Wear a mask.
Hello.
Hey, guys. So, love you, one. Two. First time I met y'all, I was taken back, too, because I had zero expectations of what any of you looked like. And I was astonished. Y'all got some good-looking fellas on the crew. Let me just say.
Hey, Wooly. Wooly.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what?
About.
I'm here for you. I'm going to come in. If that guy's your nightmare, I'm like the best dream that you probably second best dream you ever had. Like,
that's right.
I'm here for you guys. I'm sure like you know, like when you were like 13, you're like, hey guys, well, you know, whatever. Anyway, I won't get into that with Christian Radius. But I just wanted to like let you guys know y'all some good looking fellas.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. And,
I love you, Wooly.
You're the man.
Love you.
Amazing.
Don't let no like, you know, rotund people pull you down because they're just added weight that you don't need.
Oh! Thanks, Wooly.
Everybody, hey,
I love you.
love you, Wooly.
Good morning. Amazing. Phones are blowing up.
Anna?
Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, bud.
So I'm really excited about Netflix because, dun-dun-dun, Voltron. Defender of the Universe.
Yeah! I saw that, man. I'm stoked about that. There's so much to be stoked about. Dex!
Lots and lots of
stuff. Yes, today's a great day! Yeah.
Did you see the Rogue One trailer?
It looks like a stupid cartoon.
Did you see Star Wars Rogue One? They have a trailer for the new movie out today.
Oh, is it for real? Because I saw a fake one
on
April Fool's Day. And
it is for real.
Stupid when I watched
it is for real. And we lost our minds.
Okay,
go watch the Star Wars trailer.
That's okay.
Nice. I will probably not do that because I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Go away now and never call back. Thank
whoa,
you.
Okay. Whoa. Steve-O hung up on that guy.
Man, that was zero quick with the trigger.
Dang.
Quick with the steel. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Yeah, bro. Hey, boo.
I've learned over the years that there are times in your life where you just got to be quick on the draw. Pa-cow!
Whoa!
You are quick.
You know?
Wow.
Must be all that Death Wish coffee. Pa-cow! Sadly, 20-year-old Jerome Dennis can't share the same skill set as me. Pa-cow!
Wait, did you say Jerome?
Jerome Dennis.
Oh.
He's 20 years old. He lives in Clearwater, Florida. Well, a police officer saw Jerome, and then smelled Jerome.
What?
Jerome smelled like weed, my friends.
Oh, Jerome. You do it every
What's
time.
What's that smell from?
So, this police officer started to approach Jerome, and Jerome looked over and was like, oh, what? Oh, no. It's the po-po, bro. And immediately did what any rational human being does when trying to evade the police.
Run.
Did he A, run, right? B, jump in his car? Or three, grab a hoverboard.
Hoverboard.
He jumped in his car.
Hoverboard.
Hoverboard?
Hoverboard.
Hoverboards go about what? 2 miles an hour?
I think you can get one up to
8, 9 maybe.
Well, they'll go over water if you have power.
So Jerome immediately is like, I'm out of here. It didn't take long for this dude, even high, to realize that he could probably run faster than the hoverboard, so he ditched the hoverboard and took off.
Okay. Yeah, get out of there.
But it was too late because he tried to make that speedy getaway on the hoverboard, and the police officer caught up with him anyway, arrested him for drug possession and resisting arrest.
Hey-o!
On the bright side, though, the hoverboard did not catch fire.
Well,
so
that's good.
It's, you know, it's
that's
a bright,
good.
Shiny spot in Florida. Clearwater. To be.
Man, when I was in Las Cruces this past weekend at our hotel, there was a couple kids riding the hoverboard up and down the halls.
Really?
And all I could think of is those kids are going to burn down our hotel.
Those dude, kids. Oh. In our neighborhood, I have a few neighborhood kids that are just constantly on hoverboards,
yeah.
And I don't get it. Because yesterday, when I was leaving and go get you guys for King and Country, they were in the neighborhood, and one of them was on his hoverboard, just kind of like
leaning forward.
And like the other two, you could tell were like trying to like walk slow to like stay with him. It was like, dude, get off your hoverboard. You're like dragging your friends down.
Oh, wow.
That's the dumbest thing. You don't look cool. You just like look like you're about to tip over.
I just want to ride one.
No, you don't.
I haven't done one yet.
Nobody wants to ride those. I never rode a Segway. Guess what? They're gone.
I heard Segways are kind of hard to ride, too.
Yeah. That's why they got rid of the handle and now just call it a hoverboard. It's the same thing.
You know how the inventor died, right?
On a Segway.
He went off a cliff on a Segway.
I know. And yes, that's real life. That's sad.
I know.
He was the inventor of his own demise. Mm-hmm. How do we segue from this? Coming up, 10 things that annoy your coworkers. I've got the full story, the top 10 things that annoy your coworkers.
Good morning.
Hello. It's me, Donald Trump.
Donald.
Yes.
You're on. Go ahead, buddy.
I was calling to say hello, and you guys are really dumb. I hate your show, and you both look really fat all the time. Every time I see you, you're like, oh, no. And I said, build that wall up.
Donald, thanks for calling. Wow, look at that feedback. That's a weird echo.
Echo? Donald?
But why?
I love the webcam because, like, Teo is clearly... Oh, you're not! You moved it!
You see him better now?
No, you can't see him better at all.
Oh. That's right. Well, I gotta go. I've gotta go change my policies so I can win. Okay.
See you, Donald.
Yep. Thanks for King and Country for starting your show at 8:15 so that we can be up way past bedtime.
Whoa, I just blacked out.
It was weird.
Let's just call out who we need to call out.
Do it.
I mean, if we're going to get real, let's get real.
Let's get really real.
Let's call out who we need to call out on the air right now for this morning show, not, you know, being up to par this morning.
All right, let me play a song. Let me play some calling out music. All right, hang on.
You know, we're all about being real. We're all about...
But I'm literally, like, I'm really thinking in my brain right now.
Oh, I know who it is.
Really? You really have to think about this,
Come on, man. Don't be afraid.
Whose fault is this that we had to stay up until midnight?
We decided yesterday.
The man in the leather jacket?
No. Well, yeah, it's always his fault. But the other guy.
The guy on the bench the other day?
All right. Prod this up.
Listen. We have a...
Guys, we got to call out our bosses.
No, we do not.
Yes, we do.
Guys, I love us too much.
Chip and Nate.
Hold on. Let me take the first one here.
Okay.
Let me take the first one.
You go ahead.
I've been doing this radio thing for a little while now. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. I'd like to call out Chip. Chip Lusko. Believe it or not.
The views and opinions expressed by Dex are not necessarily those of Steve-O because he loves his job. Go ahead, man.
On a wing and a prayer. I would like to call out Chip and Nate as well. Both of them.
I am Switzerland.
Because these guys in this room, we have to wake up super early.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, 2:30 in the morning. It's no big deal.
Hey, to be fair, my alarm didn't go off till 3:45, so I got to sleep in a little today.
And it's hard. It's a hard knock life, bros.
Uh-huh. You don't think about the fact that you got to have your brain sharp. Yesterday we talked about mental wellness and how, you got to have your mind ready. It's an organ like anything else. You got to properly feed it. You got to get it a sufficient amount of sleep so that your organ is functioning at full capacity.
Feel so free.
And last night, we were tasked with the impossible. A 60-second announcement.
That's right.
We had to wait there for 4 hours for
Technically only 3.5.
Hey, why are you defending?
And you know what?
Why are you defending?
We had so many photos, and we got to meet so many people last night. I stood in line with Stacy and her amazing son.
Yeah, Steve-O budged in line.
He had to cut in line because we didn't have any food.
We didn't eat dinner, man. We missed dinner because of this.
Yeah, he went up to a little kid in line and said, hey, here's $20. We can give us 5 hot dogs. We'll be waiting over here at the table.
I did not. I stood in line with them the whole time, and we had a really great conversation about the importance of, like, making sure you keep quality time with the family and not just video game time.
Oh.
And how his mom, Stacy's actually a really great mom.
Uh-huh.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It was just so worth it, guys.
Ministry.
That's right.
Ministry.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just have a serious question, though. Was that seriously Donald Trump?
Yeah. It was the Donald. He calls in regularly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, who gets the points for the interview wars? Is that like... Well,
it's over. Interview wars is over. Yeah.
Season one is in the books already.
Because we all know that if it was still going, I would clearly have won.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if it was still going on, you'd have lost every last listener.
What?
You're my favorite. I love you, bud.
You guys have a good one.
Bye.
Me.
Starmie. The Starmie's awake.
The Starmie is awake.
We're awake and we're alive.
I'm sorry. Continue. I jumped in on your guys' calling out of our boss. No, go ahead, please.
I think we already called him out.
Yeah, we did.
And I don't really need to say anything else.
Last night when he was texting me because I'm his favorite.
you sound like you're sucking up a lot.
Oh. I was just mentioning to him how much this show was going to suck today. But it was totally okay because the crowd was amazing. And we got to make our major announcement, which, by the way, if you weren't at the show last night, you missed a major announcement.
We did make a big announcement. We're super excited about
it.
It's going to be a fun summertime, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. You got to keep it locked to the Morning Invasion because we have a huge, huge announcement
coming.
Just
send me a friend request on Facebook if you haven't already. I'll tell you.
No, you... Shut up. No, you will not.
We have to go to break.
Oh.
Hang out.
We gotta take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah, I'm real sad.
Why are you sad?
Because we just got fired.
Well,
got a pink email. Me and you gonna start a podcast?
Yeah, bro, let's do it.
Me and you and Buck will start a different radio show.
Alright. Let's check the road. Traffic!
Yeah, we got a text from our friend Birga. She says there's a crash eastbound at San Antonio right at the highway overpass. That's no fun. You guys watch out for that. Also, there's an accident at Ellison and I-25. That could have been what she was talking about.
Ah, yes.
Because aren't Ellison and San Antonio the same road? They change names?
Sure.
Yeah, so if you are southbound on 25, you're going to get held back a little bit. A little bit. Also, we got word that there was a lot of traffic on 40 eastbound. I think there was a car that was stalled, and it looks like it's been cleared. So hopefully that'll start picking up. But anyway, that is your good morning look at
traffic.
Booyah.
Some videos that you could post this morning, Tim.
If you approve.
Let me just pull this one up for you here. Dogs playing hockey might be your new favorite video. There you go. Okay.
What are you doing, you rascal?
Much like the monkey video we posted yesterday. Yes, you guys loved that monkey video.
Yeah, you did.
These dogs are playing hockey, and it's hilarious.
Get them, Crusoe.
They're holding sticks. He's got the ball in his mouth.
Whoa!
Yep, got
There's
a goalie.
There's an opponent.
These are wiener dogs.
Ho-ho! Watch out, dog.
Ain't that the cutest thing you ever seen?
Pretty good.
That's Crusoe and Oakley playing hockey. We'll post that one up there at the Facebook page, you know, possibly. Also, this TV crew rescued a guy from a wildfire. This one was pretty intense. There were two storm chasers tracking a wildfire for a TV station in Oklahoma on Tuesday. They saw a guy in a tractor got stuck on the side of the road. The flames were right next to him, no. about ready to engulf no. this tractor this guy's in. Well, he jumped out right at the last minute and got rescued.
Maybe he needs to back up. Oh, man. Are you recording? Oh, man, this road grader.
He needs to get out.
I know he needs to get out.
Get out, man.
He can't get out. Come on, guy.
He needs to get out of it.
Come on, guy. Get out.
Well,
come on,
gets
get out. Come on.
Oh, he can't get out.
I mean, the second he gets out, all the flames just engulf the tractor. It was perfect timing.
Gosh.
Almost like it's not real.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of there, friend.
He got out.
Wow.
Look at that.
Man, I'm glad he abandoned that thing. Whoa.
Yeah, see?
Oh, run, car, run.
He's lucky he got out of there.
Wow. Goodbye, tractor machinery.
I'll never understand storm chasers, man. Just don't understand.
It's pretty interesting. It's a neat life. So which one should we post today?
Well,
should we post the
what do you
funny
think?
Dogs?
Do the funny dogs. Okay. Because people love dogs.
People want to smile.
Yeah, and that's definitely a good one to smile at. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been trying to think of a cool I don't want to say costume, but a nice little
maybe like you
shirt.
Could, maybe
could
you could
Vader
be a dog.
Oh. Well, I want Vader to have some clothes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he's at that age where he's so cute, and I just want him to wear something really cool. I kind of want to get him a snowsuit like that monkey.
Yep, I think you should, because it gets pretty cold out here.
Yeah, but it's springtime. Maybe I can get him some beach shorts or something.
Yeah.
Be pretty
yeah,
sweet.
Beach shorts.
All right. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88FM. Like us if you haven't. Check out all the stuff we post. Share it with your friends.
Oh, hey, guys.
Did you have a meeting with the bosses?
I actually, yes. That's why I was not walking in here right away.
Did they
Good news is we're off tomorrow.
Oh. Awesome.
And forever.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be great, guys.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
It's our last show.
Download our new podcast, exclusive.
It's almost a year to the day for you.
Yeah, hey, you almost lasted
almost
a year.
Almost made it a year, yeah. Come on. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Ah, you jokers.
Yeah, you're joking right now, aren't you?
I'm totally being obnoxious and joking.
Yeah, you are.
Speaking of obnoxious, 10 things that annoy your coworkers coming up.
Let's do it right now.
Nah.
We got plenty of time. It's 8:08.
Yeah.
Let's Found a list online of the top 10 things you should not do at work because they annoy your coworkers. Unless, if you hate your coworkers, you're welcome. Here's what you should be doing. You guys got any that maybe... No, don't look at my list.
I'm not looking.
Don't look at it. Think of anything. Mm. You guys, I mean, we work very closely together.
Things that you should not do...
Every day. Yeah. List of 10 things that annoy your coworkers, according to this. It's the survey. These are the things that annoy coworkers the most.
Okay. Having your coworker talk about their kids or their new baby that they just had. Is that on there?
Nope. Okay. No, some people against? Actually like to hear the good things about
don't really like children.
So. Why don't you like Johnny Danger?
That is actually not even on the top 10 list. You hate people.
People hater.
Anything else, Teo? You got one? Top
yes.
10 things?
Smacking on the microphone. Is it on there?
Not on the list, however.
It should be.
How about this? How about this? Number 3 is being a slob.
Yep.
Okay,
that,
yeah.
I mean, it kind of counts,
yeah.
right? Meaning your desk is gross, you have poor hygiene, you leave the office
hygiene.
Kitchen a mess, you smack your food on the microphone.
Does that apply to any of us here in this building?
What, being a slob?
Well, yeah, I can't think of anybody that's a slob.
I'll tell you what, our IT department has incredible hygiene. Every time I go to the bathroom, someone's in there brushing their teeth, and it's weird.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know. I'm not an office teeth brusher, mostly because my coworkers are also using the restroom at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
John, I caught you the other day brushing
Sam.
Your teeth.
Oh, John.
Oh, they're straight. They straight floss.
Yeah,
they're
dude,
like
they,
all up in there like, doop, doop, doop.
What is up with that?
I don't know. They have great hygiene.
Well.
Ish.
I feel like you could do that at home.
Well, you can't at lunch. I'm
no,
just
I've
not
caught
a,
them in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
What is
They're
up with
just
that?
Constantly brushing their teeth.
Yeah, that's not good for your teeth.
I'll tell you what, they have great teeth.
They do. They all have sparkling whites.
Yeah, they really do.
Good job, guys.
Maybe they're onto something. Okay, so don't be a slur.
The only thing I've noticed in our office area sometimes, in fact, this morning I even went back there and was like, I'm going to wash a couple of these coffee cups.
Yep.
There's like 9 of them, like near the sink. Yeah. And I'm like, these aren't going to wash themselves, gentlemen.
Peter left one of his coffee cups in my office. It's kind of driving me nuts. Why don't you just... Fear of phobia of coffee. It's gross.
10 things that annoy your coworkers.
Try this coffee.
How about this? If you can guess number one, we will give you the rest of Dex's coconut water.
Yeah!
338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to.
Is it when people steal your shoes?
Nope. That's not on the list.
I hate it when
you stop looking at my list.
I'm not looking.
I hate it when you're sitting at your desk and then you look down and you're like, "Where'd my shoes go?" And then you look out and somebody's wearing your shoes and they run off.
I'll tell you, number one on my list of top 10 things that annoy your coworkers:
bringing your dog to work.
Oh, that it's close. Bringing your deer head to work.
What?
Okay.
Sometimes
this morning,
you got to do that for friends.
I'm exhausted. We were at Freaking Country way too late last night.
I'm going to show the webcam.
And I walked in here. I'm still crazy groggy from last night.
Tell people in the webcam to look.
Webcamers, star88.fm.
No, this is not Tamara. This is a deer head.
Here, go like this.
It's an
star88.fm. Okay. Click the watch now button.
They try to tell me numbers ain't matter in Mississippi. I tell you, there's only one set of numbers that matters.
Click the watch now button.
That's how many points you got on your deer you just killed last week.
Does it look like you're wearing a deer head.
It's right
gosh,
here.
You're such an idiot. Okay.
What's this, like 10 point right here?
If you go to the webcam, star88.
A 10 point other day, I was out there, my 30-06 and my 12 gauge sat there in the hamus, and I was like, "Hey, dude, there's a deer!" Just boom, shot it.
Whoa! I come in this right morning. Here. I'm wicked groggy.
I name this deer Tamara after my favorite singer.
I see Dexter. He's in his office.
Got
he's
deer
in his,
hair
in
all
his
over
production
me.
Room. He's producing. Oh my gosh! There's deer hair everywhere.
It's okay. A real deer head.
I know.
Deer
gross.
Hair so, is everywhere.
I walk into the studio. The lights are not on. I turn on the lights and turn around. I swear
deer
to
head.
The good Lord above.
He's good.
I thought I was going to die.
I got you,
hey,
man.
This is what
I
you do.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
When people mess with you and you want to send an intimidating message back to them from Don Corleone, you bring them a deer head. Preferably this
stupidest,
year.
Scariest thing in my entire life, walking into the studio, turning the lights on, and this giant deer head is staring back at me. You propped it there on purpose.
Yeah, you did.
Well, yeah, I did. I tried to hang it on the wall, but...
Oh my gosh, I hate you right now.
The walls aren't strong.
Star88.fm. Seriously, there's a real deer head in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, my voice sounds totally different now.
Tennessee,
you, what's up?
Are you calling
Tennessee,
again?
Heather, are you like hopped up on the drugs, man?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not taking any of my painkillers. I'm just taking like aspirin and ibuprofen and stuff.
Whoa.
No, I just had a quick question. How do I access your webcam?
You Star88.fm. There is a giant watch now button. It says watch now.
It's right by listen now.
And you're like,
this thing's getting heavy.
Oh Tennessee. My gosh, you almost speared me.
Sorry. Look, Heather.
No, it doesn't say watch now.
Are you at star88.fm? Are you on your phone or a computer?
I'm on a computer. Oh wait, I'm at star88.fm.listen. Okay.
Oh yeah, dude, just go to
star88.fm.
I can see it clearly on our page. It says watch now.
Guys, I can't hold this much longer.
No, you got to keep holding it for the webcam. This is your penance for being a dumb and bringing a giant deer head to work.
Steven, you need to come pick this up.
There ain't nothing wrong with celebrating nature, and I prefer to celebrate it by killing it and mounting it on my wall.
Okay.
I can't do this. This is embarrassing.
Why is that? Did you spear? He speared himself with one of the points.
Top 10 annoying things that your coworkers do.
Top 10 annoying thing about this dude is it ain't a 12 point.
You almost put that on my burrito.
I like to go down there by the salt lake and just hang out, wait for the deer, take them captive. And
oh my gosh, that's not going to work.
Eat all the meat and mount their heads on the wall.
I don't want to touch this thing, man.
Cool, man. You know about it.
There you go.
Y'all know about it.
Am I bleeding right now?
A little bit.
Okay.
I think I got a couple of fleas and ticks off that thing. That's fine.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's with the deer head? Why?
Why not? Victoria, why not?
Yeah. Why ask why? try the Morning Invasion.
Why? It's weird. I saw it. It's weird.
It's cool.
Well, it's a deer.
No, it's not.
It's a
weird
sign of class.
That's American right there.
Yeah, America.
That's weird.
We're just trying to keep it classy up in here.
That's not classy.
That's
weird.
Super classy. It's 10 points of classiness.
No.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria.
No.
It's still got fleas on it.
Ew.
That's pretty cool. So it's living and active.
Ew.
I like it.
Thanks, Victoria. Okay. What were we talking about? Things that annoy you in the office?
10 things your coworkers do that annoy you.
Okay.
This isn't annoying. This is wonderful.
Hit me. What's the next one?
Star88.fm. Dearhead.
What's the next one?
Number 10. We haven't even gotten to him because I'm still annoyed that you brought a deer head to work. Number 10.
Number 2.
Swearing.
Yeah, no one likes a potty mouth.
For reals. If you're dropping bombs in an office setting, it's jarring, it's unprofessional, there's like no place for it at work.
It dumbs you down.
It really does. Get it. Expand your vocabulary, bro. You can do it.
What if you live in a culture that is acceptable? You could say the cuss words. Is that okay?
I will say this. When I was in Brooklyn, I'm not joking.
When I was in Brooklyn?
Listen, bro. When I was in Brooklyn, dog, right? No, but seriously, everywhere we went, they were rocking like hip-hop. And it was like, oh, cool, Mobb Deep. Whoa, unedited. Like, everywhere I went, it was just everywhere.
Well, I know if you go over to the UK, you go to different parts of the world, and the words that are cuss words to us aren't over there.
That's true. Well, that's number 10 on the list of 10 things that annoy coworkers. Number 9, which I'm going to have to apologize, trying to sell your coworker stuff.
Oh.
Don't recruit him for every pyramid scheme you get wrapped up in. Even selling Girl Scout cookies annoys your coworkers,
you know,
according to the survey.
I will tell you that when I got sucked up in that pyramid scheme that one time, I stayed away from all of my coworkers because I didn't want to be that person.
See, they say, especially if they have a daughter and decide not to sell them at work. This is my conundrum. I have two kids. Well, I have three kids. I have two that are in baseball. They're constantly doing another stupid fundraiser for baseball.
Oh, wait. You mean like your kids and baseball? Is that?
Yeah, that's why I'm apologizing.
Always asking.
I'm constantly. I apologize. But it's like every 5 minutes they're like, dude, we're going to sell these butter braids. Bro, we're going to sell these cookies.
What are butter braids?
Dude, we're going to do another hit-a-thon. Hit-a-thon 17. Which, by the way, $35 a person, I need you guys to sign up for the bowling tournament coming in July.
Not happening.
Dude, it's in July. You've got like 2 months to save up money. It's only $35.
Sorry, man.
All right?
I got basketball tournaments I got to get my kid into.
The winning bowling team gets like a cool grand. Sorry. Okay? I need a team of 5.
We're not going to win. No.
Please?
I will sign up if you give me most of the winnings, and by that I mean 75%.
75%. If we win. Well, Dex just said we're not going to win. Come on, guys. Think about it. A Morning Invasion bowling team? Come on.
I've already told you I'll sign up if you give me most of the winnings.
Let me think about it.
It's for the kids. It's not till July, but I need to know by tomorrow.
Nope.
Can we get through this list? We're only on 8.
Number 8, interrupting people.
Interrupting cow.
Okay. It's annoying everywhere, especially on the morning show. I mean at work.
So, this is funny, Zenya.
Everybody pants now, pants.
All right, I'm done with this list. I hate this list.
Why? Go, just
continue.
Speedy guns
just
all through it. Come on.
Worse. Arriba, get at it.
Number 7, nervous habits. Like snapping your gum, playing with keys, like drumming all the time.
Yeah, kind of drums everywhere.
I do.
But I smack all the time, too. So.
Yep. And Steve-O sells everything.
I do sell everything. Number 5, complaining too much.
Yeah, nobody
in here does that.
Nobody likes a complainer.
No, man, Tam. Number 4, doing too much personal stuff during work hours, like making phone calls, shopping online, browsing Facebook all day. Is this person trying to sign up for my bowling team?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Back again?
Tennessee? Is this
back.
Really Tennessee again?
No, okay, Tennessee.
I've
no.
Found it. I've
Tennessee.
Found it.
We're going to put a limit on your phone calls.
No. Okay, this is the last one. Oh, my God. You guys, that deer is out of control.
Well, actually, it's not because it's dead and mounted. So it's really totally in control.
Well, visually, it's out of control.
It's a reputable deer.
Pretty sweet deer.
It is a sweet deer.
Dude, no,
sweet
deer head. Something exotic, like a stuffed, like, tiger or something.
That's horrible.
Tennessee, hang up on yourself.
Just do it. Stay off the drugs, man.
Tiger.
Stay off the drugs. She's already at Dot of Him if you'd like to see this deer head.
Pray for Heather.
All right, number three, being a slob. We talked about that one. Number two, showing up late to work. It's annoying if you do it a lot, and the same goes for constantly showing up late for meetings. Just knock it off. All right, the number one most annoying thing that your coworkers hate. Bragging. It's okay to share, like, good news, right?
Good news.
But constantly bragging about it is obnoxious. Mm. Even if it's not related to work, like your kid getting into this prestigious school or having the best baseball team because they're awesome and they need your help. So please send it from a bowling team, guys. Will you send it from a bowling team, please?
Could you say
$35 a person?
The one-upper applies to number one?
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody likes the one-upper.
If you're the one-upper,
If I ever one-up you guys, just call me out. I don't
like
be
how
the
you talk about how you've been in radio the longest, or you had a really successful morning show, or how you're the biggest on the Billboard, or...
Well, do I one-up you when I say those things?
Always.
Okay, I apologize.
No.
I don't mean to make you feel less.
Thanks, man.
Okay. I really watch my own essay in the future.
But really, can I get a commitment right now for this bowling team?
No.
I just need...
this is funny, Zenya.
Oh, man. Just need five people.
Teo's checked out. He's just...
I am.
He's done. He's done.
You know,
a deer he hates bowling.
Over the studio.
Well, it is kind of weird. I got a deer head right next to me.
Steven, you're going to need to come over and pick up your deer head.
Yeah, will you please tell us why there's a deer head in studio?
Yeah, because, the time we went over to Steven's office, he had... what other dead animal does he have in his office?
Are you trying to tell me that Steven likes dead animals?
Yeah, he does.
Sorry, you lost me. There are dogs playing street hockey, and I am done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Facebook.com/Star88FM. You thought that monkey yesterday was cute. Wait till you see these dogs.
Wait till you see these dogs.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Anyways, Steven Christian has a stuffed animal and like a dead stuffed trophy.
He's just got so many dead animals in his office.
And I told him I had this.
Steven Christian.
Is the Buckhead that Buck and I had in our old Edge studio for years, and it's just sitting in my garage. So I said, you know, why don't you put this in your office?
It is so close to me.
Just let it live there.
I wish we could hang it up in here.
Why can't we?
Because there's nowhere to put it.
We should give that to Josette.
That's a good idea. She'll be here tomorrow.
Steven already called.
He's got enough antlers hanging in his house. Granted, they're all porcelain and hipster and weird, but like he's got them.
Does he have the antler?
He's got the fake like little porcelain
and everything?
Animals.
You know where they make those, right?
Where?
Ennis, Montana.
Oh,
nice.
You know the chandeliers, the antler chandeliers.
You gotta they get a those. Chandelier.
I make those wanna swing from the chandelier.
All right, so we got through the list. Are we done?
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Okay.
We are done.
When we come back, Teo has some more headlines for us. We're going to open up the phones.
Yeah, I got the strangest what would you do situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously,
well,
guys.
What would you do? I found a website that shows you great accomplishments by people and how old they were when they did it so we can all feel better about ourselves.
That's called bragging. Number one most annoying thing at work. By the way, just solid. Last time, guys, I'll ask this 10 minutes. Bowling team?
No.
Guys? Game.
I'll get back to
it. It's for the Hooligans Baseball Organization.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the program, everybody.
All right, everybody, it's Relight Cake.
Oh, man,
I'm so glad we don't really talk like that.
Nah, yeah.
Can we never, ever, ever have radio voices, please?
Well, all right, we're going to...
No, I said never!
The reason why we're cutting into this amazing Relight Cake song is because on hold right now is Melissa Joan Hart. Are you kidding me with this?
This is real life! I'm really excited.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
Well, you know, doing pretty good. How about you?
Very good. Thank you.
Where are you calling in from, Melissa?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, my gosh. I've never been to Connecticut, but every time I've seen a picture or some sort of movie or what, Connecticut looks like the most amazing place to live or visit.
Well, you should follow my Instagram, then you'd know.
Boom!
I'm going there now.
Oh my gosh, she just totally schooled you.
What's your handle? Melissa Joan Hart? Is that what it is?
No, it is. It's gorgeous. It's like, you know, being in the woods plus all the history of the revolution and the kind of bare bones of our country. Like, a lot of the houses around here are very well preserved, and they say the year that they were built, so you can see what came before the country was even a country and what came after. And it's really interesting.
Oh, I bet. Man, that's, yeah.
Melissa, we're excited to have you on the show. I got to be honest. First and foremost, huge fan. Second foremost, we're like the same age. And I know everybody probably bum rushes you and says, oh my gosh, Clarissa explains it all. Or like, oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I think if I ever saw you in real life, I would bum rush you and ask you to sign my yearbook. Because the greatest high school movie of all time is clearly Can't Hardly Wait, and I adore you.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. I love when I hear people say different things. You know, of course, a lot of people do say Clarissa and Sabrina, but then whenever people are like, you were great on Dancing with the Stars, or I loved you in that movie Nine Dead, you're like, oh, thank you. You know, it's always nice to hear those things. So thank you.
And if somebody actually did bum rush you, would you karate chop them in the throat?
just do a Vulcan death grip and we'd be all set.
Beautiful.
I love that.
We got to obviously talk God's Not Dead, too. Mm. You know, I mean, we're a Christian station. I feel like we got to cover the gamut, right?
Yeah.
Including faith-based film. God's Not Dead, too. Yeah. It's out.
Absolutely. No, it's so obviously, then you guys are pretty well aware of the first one.
Yeah. Yes, yep. He's not dead.
He's not dead.
I said he's not dead.
He's not dead. He's still alive.
Yeah.
God's not dead, but Kevin Sorbo is.
Wow, Melissa! Did you really just say that?
The door.
Wow.
For number two.
Number two,
it's a totally different plot line, obviously.
Yeah.
Since that story sort of ended. But a lot of the characters that you loved from the first one come in the second one. So you've got, like, David A.R. White and the pastors, all the pastors' kind of storyline follows through. Trisha LaFotch, the remission with cancer, so her character follows through. But then my character starts off, she's a high school history public school teacher, and she's teaching about nonviolent protest in her classroom. And she's teaching about Gandhi and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and one of her students says, well, what about Jesus? Didn't he, you know, start that whole movement? And she goes ahead and quotes Matthew, she quotes scripture, and pretty much is immediately thrown into a courtroom to defend whether or not you're allowed to talk about Jesus in a public arena.
Mm.
And from there on, the rest of the movie pretty much takes place in a court. Sort of like the first one, I think, took place a lot in the university during the debate. This one, most of the action happens in the court. And we have some phenomenal actors in this one. Jesse Metcalf just gives a powerhouse performance.
Yes!
It's just incredible in this movie. Drives it, has so much dialogue. And just an incredible performance from that guy. And not bad to look at. And then Bernie Hudson as the judge, and Ray Wise as the other lawyer, as the opposing lawyer. And then you have Robin Givens as the principal, and you have Haley Arendt, a young, beautiful little talent from the show The Goldbergs. And she has a Christian-based song at the end of the movie over the credits, which is just beautiful, and you can get it on iTunes. And, of course, the Newsboys are back, and you know, we had so much fun making this movie, and I think it had such an important message.
So here's what we want to talk about for sure-sies. God's Not Dead, the first one. I got to be honest, I'm looking around this room, and of the three of us, show of hands, how many of you guys saw the movie?
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I will tell you right now, a huge fan of film. You know, grew up in the church, grew up Baptist, so we weren't allowed to watch a lot of really good movies. and so when it comes to faith-based films, I will say we're a little different radio station in that we care more so about creativity because we're created in the image of this God who, well, he created all things. So he's got a pretty freaking amazing capacity for creativity. And it kind of sucks when, you know, faith-based films are, I want to say mediocre at best.
No, I totally hear you. Actually, one of the Newsboys said to me at the premiere last week, he said, give me Jesus, not Jesus.
Yes, dude. And unfortunately, when it comes to this, you know, there was a time where the church was renowned for their art because it was the top notch. It was the best. And then somewhere along the way, we as Christians decided, you know, screw this. Let's just rip everybody else off. And it's not original and it's not great. And so when I saw that they were even making a God's Not Dead 2, I was like, oh man, you know, like what, why? And then I caught the trailer.
First one, I got the script for the second one and read it and just thought it was actually really well done. A lot of times I'll put down by page 30. This one carried me all the way through. So I was like, well, I know this is a good story.
Yeah.
And it really caught me. And the characters are very complex and robust and much less stereotypical than the first one.
Right.
This one really put people in a box of, if you're this way, if you're an atheist, you have to be this way. And if you're a Christian, you have to be this way. This one kind of opens up the door a little bit more. You know, there's some people that you're like, are they a bad guy or are they a good guy? You don't really know.
Yeah.
And I really feel like this one, first and foremost, I'm so proud of this because it's a really good movie. When I saw the first one, I was like, okay, well, with a bigger budget, which means they'll get like some higher caliber actors involved and stuff, you know, then they can make this a real movie, you know, a real great movie.
Yeah.
And when I saw the first one, I cried and leaped over and hugged the director and the producer and said, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. This is such a blessing.
Like,
this movie is very powerful. I think it's very moving. And I think it's a lot less cheesy than some of the others you've seen.
On the phone, Melissa Joan Hart from God's Not Dead 2. And I'm excited to hear that. And when I saw the trailer, I was immediately stoked because it's like, oh my gosh, it's Melissa Joan Hart from Can't Hardly Wait. Also Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters.
Not so even that for me. For me, it was, that's Clarissa.
Right. So
she was Google pre-Google.
And you're explaining it all about how we need to have this freedom of speech. And obviously in 2016, it's crazy right now. Let's be real. This presidential campaigning on both sides is just nuts. So it's important that we have stuff like this to begin with. So excited about that. I have a question about when you got the script and taking this.
What's that?
If you watch this movie, I feel like, you know, the people that I've talked to and seen on social media that have gone to see it, they said that they've heard applause in the audience and these theaters have been packed. We came in before last weekend, which was just amazing.
Yeah.
I think that right now, with what's going on politically, what's going on in the world, what's going on with ISIS, what's going on with all this, you know, North Korea and Iran and everything else, it's so nice to go to the movies and just escape into a nice, warm, you know, loving movie about justice. And I think that it's a real good escape right now.
Yeah, amen to that. Were you worried at any time when you got the script for God's Not Dead 2 that maybe you were going to be pigeonholed into like, oh, well, now she's going to do only faith-based movies or now, like, you know...
Yeah, a lot of people keep saying that. Oh, I'm so glad that now you're going to do this instead of that, play that pagan witch.
Oh, but we loved her.
Funny,
the pagan witch was funny.
I was persecuted by the Christians for playing a witch, and now it's the other way around.
Right? Yeah.
Are you saying the witches are after you?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But it's interesting. You know, I'm an actor because I like to play lots of different characters, and I always say, you know, it's not that I'm not going to go. I loved my character Mel from Melissa and Joey. She was the most flawed character I've ever gotten to play because she was a lush, a little bit of a slut. You know, she was she was like this very flawed person who had a good heart. And you know, I love that. And I say that in the story of Jesus, if when you're making the movie of Jesus, someone has to play Judas.
It's true,
right?
Always, and like you said, God created all of us in His perfect way, and you know, there's all different people out there, and it fascinates me with what goes on inside people's heads and hearts and how they were raised and you know, who they become. And I just love telling those stories. And this story for me, getting to play an introvert, a woman who stands on her feet, a woman who's so convicted that nothing can shake her, a woman who is really speaking to God with everything she does, is so different for me. And having an inner monologue go through my head and just like have to quiet myself to that point was really challenging. But, you know, in that way, it's so lovely to play a different character.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah, that definitely has to be refreshing for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking with Melissa Joan Hart right now. God's Not Dead 2 is in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Melissa, this is the movie you guys need to watch.
Now we need to see
this.
It.
This is, you know,
This is it. It's going to be a lot better than the first one, she said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were down for
I think it's a step up for sure. I think people will really enjoy it. If you didn't like the first one, give this one a shot because it might change your mind.
See, I'm excited to hear that. We were at Rock and Worship Roadshow.
I don't follow anymore. I do a blog every week, kind of like a parenting blog on my website, kingofhearts.com. Mm-hmm. And heart, like my last name, H-A-R-T.
Nice.
I have a little boy's clothing line and a little girl's T-shirt line, and I do a blog every week there.
Beautiful. We're going to have to check that out.
That's awesome.
Dude, facebook.com/star88fm will post a link for all of that. So.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for calling.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Have a great day. You're amazing. And if you ever have a stranger bum rush you with a yearbook, just know it's me and I
karate
love you.
Chop him to the throat.
To the throat, but please at least sign my yearbook. Fine. Please, Vicky.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
We'll see you, Melissa. Why was she cutting you off when you were talking?
Okay, well, here's what just happened.
Obviously, somebody wasn't asking the right question.
Here's what just happened. I just got Kirk Cameron.
You got Kirk Cameron.
And I now know how Teo felt.
There Melissa go, Joan Fran. Hart, Kirk Cameron'd you.
I don't think she was even listening to me.
No, she wasn't.
By the way, shout out to our producer, Dex. Who booked this interview.
Okay, stop it right now.
Because I'm pretty sure all show we've been saying nothing about that. Last night I looked you in the eyes right before we went on stage for King Country. I said, do we have any big interviews tomorrow that we can plug? And you said, no, I don't think so.
You know what?
You know what would have been great? Hey, guys, we're at For King and Country. Let's plug God's Not Dead 2. And the place would have been like, ah! And they would have like thrown stuff at us with excitement.
Mm-hmm. It is my fault. I don't have a cell phone right now.
Yep.
Because I jumped in a pool and saved two kids from drowning.
Oh, okay.
And that's the reason I probably got an email, but
Favorite part, I
didn't check my email.
Favorite part was how I kept getting a phone call on my cell phone from New York, and I'm like, I don't know this number.
Darn it.
I keep going the same call. Oh, it's them trying to get us the interview because they've been calling us.
That stinks. Mom, I really need that phone.
That was surprising to me that she just called. It's not every day you can say. Clarissa explains it all. Called us. Yeah, we didn't answer, and then she just kept trying to call us.
She just kept going.
No wonder she was cutting me off all the time. She was irritated because she kept trying to call us.
Yep. All right.
That was my favorite.
Just take a quick little break.
You're so lucky that
ourselves.
Interview Wars is over.
I feel real good.
Whatever. You got Kirk Cameron. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've never been Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. I got Kirk Cameron, guys.
You and Teo.
I was like in the middle of the question, and I was like, oh, she's still trying.
She said,
is that what Kirk Cameron did to you? Is that exactly
pretty
what
much.
Happened?
Yeah, except he was more like, it wasn't like they were phasing in. For some reason, it sounded like she would go back and then come in, you know?
Yeah.
Kirk Cameron was like, start talking to me. So we were there at the block. Like, that's how it was hard. It was like, I don't care.
Okay.
Sir.
God's Not Dead 2 in theaters.
If you missed the interview with Melissa Joan Hart, we'll be up the podcast after the show.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried.
Merle Haggard has died on his birthday. He turned 79.
A just released Monmouth poll gives Donald Trump a 27-point Republican lead over Ted Cruz in New York.
Janet Jackson delaying her Unbreakable tour.
Actress and comedian Amy Schumer isn't happy about what she sees as a left-handed compliment from Glamour magazine.
Several hundred people in rural Oklahoma are evacuating ahead of wildfires.
Facebook has changed its look on mobile apps to highlight live video options.
The Justice Department is filing a lawsuit to block a very big oil merger.
The Labor Department is unveiling new protections for anybody with a retirement account.
The World Health Organization says there's been a four-fold increase in diabetes cases in the last 25 years.
Pfizer and its Irish competitor Allergan calling off their merger.
Seven New England Patriots fans are suing the NFL for stripping the team of a first-round draft pick as punishment for using underinflated footballs.
We are homeless in Santa Fe.
Yeah,
we're looking for somebody to take us in. We went up to Las Cruces recently and had a great time and collected some toiletries for a great organization down there. And we'd like to do the same thing in Santa Fe. We'd like to go and
visit the Starmy in Santa Fe and do something really cool. So if you are an organization, a business that wants to take us in, let us know. Studio@star88.fm. Email us. Hit us up on Facebook. 851.
High today of 78 degrees. Let's take a look at the roads outside. We got an accident off to the side, I-25 South at San Antonio / Ellison. They've pushed it off to the side, so hopefully things are moving again. But you guys look out for that if your morning commute travels through there. That's your look.
Traffic! Tomorrow on the show, Brooke Shields and WWE Superstar Kane.
And maybe a bunch of other people.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Just had Melissa Joan Hart call the show. And she cut Steve-O off constantly. Wouldn't let him talk.
Okay. That's cool.
That's all right. You know.
I still think she's great.
You know, it all happened when you kind of geeked out on her and told her that, you know, you were crushing on her back in the day. And then...
Okay. First of all, never said that because weird. No.
He said that.
No, I did not. I said, I can't hardly wait.
I can't remember what happened.
You weren't in the room yet. I said, Can't Hardly Wait is the greatest high school movie of all time. So,
and he's like,
someday,
if I bum rushed you.
I'm going to bum rush you and just ask you to sign my yearbook.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that was actually like when she was the most alive. Because she said, I love it when people come up and give me obscure things because mostly people just say Clarissa explains it all or Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And then
witch.
She did say she would karate chop you in the throat.
No, you instructed her to do so.
And she
said,
agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was all downhill from here because she just wanted to talk about like ISIS and the government and stuff. And
she's
like,
a serious actress, man. I don't know if you've seen Melissa and Joey, but... Or Mel and Joey. It's
serious stuff.
Is it
Melissa
stuff.
And Joey? Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it either.
Well,
she's a great actress.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to do a topic. We've got a little topic for you guys. A what would you do situation that we want you guys to be a part of. So that's coming up here in just a little bit.
Students at Indiana University had a scare on Monday night when people started posting on social media about a KKK member on campus with a whip.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness.
Eventually, however, they figured out that person was actually a priest wearing a white robe, and the whip was a rope tied around his waist with a rosary attached.
Wow. Okay.
So got a little mixed up there.
Hey,
just
you
a
know what?
Slight misunderstanding.
Looking at the picture, I could totally get how they...
He looks like he's going to a LARPing tournament.
Well,
he doesn't look like a KKK member.
Maybe a wizard.
Maybe a wizard. I'm going to give you like 3 points for maybe a wizard.
Maybe Assassin's Creed.
That, yeah. A guy robbed a house last month, and the cops could see his red rum neck tattoo.
Ooh.
On the surveillance video.
Ugh.
Red rum.
The person he robbed recognized the guy because of the tattoo, and the cops arrested him.
Red rum.
Okay. You can stop.
Red
scary.
Rum.
Anytime.
Red rum.
What?
Huh?
Whoa.
The Shining is scary.
You know what?
That movie was
red rum spelled backward.
Yes.
Backwards is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Housekeeping.
It's kill or.
It's not
killer.
What if he was like, lick, lick, and they're like, he's saying kill backwards.
Weird.
It's the funniest thing you've ever said.
He nailed it.
Oh my
he
gosh.
Nailed it.
Lick.
If you owe taxes and want to pay them in cash, you can do that
at
a 7-Eleven this year.
Yeah, come on.
It's weird. We got an update here. We got a clip, too. A high school baseball coach in Florida told his team he'd let them name his baby.
Yeah, you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
If they had a winning season.
Yeah!
Do you want to play the clip?
Let's see here.
Okay.
Let's see here. I can't remember what I did this morning. It was hours ago. It was almost 6 hours ago, granted. Well, they ended up...
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
He told me about it at the doctor's office, and I laughed at him. I just laughed at him and said, yeah, you're kidding. I just kind of rolled with it. They hadn't won any games yet, so I just figured I'd go with it and see how far they got. At the end of games, like, rub my tummy and tell them how many more games they had to win before they got to name the kids. Pretty soon, they started saying, Benny Smalls. It's got to be Benny Smalls. So yes. That name was decided right off the bat.
Benny Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Wait. So they're going for it?
Yeah. Yep.
It happened? Benny Smalls?
You're naming the kid.
Oh,
good for you guys for
so great.
Following through with that commitment and the
Benny
wife
Smalls.
even following through.
Good job, wife. You won't resent your husband for a long time.
Stop it. Yeah. It'll be touching.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Warner Brothers has added two new DC movies to its schedule.
Really?
Yes, Warner Brothers added two new untitled movies to the release schedule and moved up the release of Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was supposed to release the same weekend as Transformers 5.
I can't wait for that.
But now they've bumped it up 2 weeks.
That's going to be cool.
Could it have anything to do with Batman v Superman tanking at the box office? Here's the deal. You're like, well, no, it can't have anything to do with it, because if it was tanking, they wouldn't be adding movies. Warner Brothers issued this huge statement where they said they were, instead of doing, like, little, like, movies here and there like they always do, because I guess Warner Brothers is known for being like a, if you're a director, you can go get your picture made at Warner Brothers, you'll have an easier time doing like a creator-owned thing or what, I don't know. But they said they're going to focus more on their like franchises. So Harry Potter, DC, there's another one, I can't remember, but they're going to focus on those. And so it makes sense that they added two more movies, because yeah. I'm betting one of those movies is Batman.
Oh.
Because that's the only hero that they can make money off of.
I sure hope so, Teo. All right, we got to go to break. Steve-O is going to throw a what would you do?
Oh, man.
Scenario on us.
I found a story of a woman at a salad bar, and I honestly don't know how I would react.
I can tell you what I do know. Every good story starts off at a salad bar.
Okay.
So, this is funny, Zen, yeah? Yeah, yeah.
This is funny,
yeah.
Yep, that's a good one.